Before we talk about the contribution that veterans have made in our lives, I want to show you a video clip based on a true story. Let me emphasize, what you're about to see is a true story. It happened in 1984. Do you think it would be fun to take a two-week vacation with your family and visit another country, see some new things? It sounds cool to me, but in this case, it backfired. Let's watch.
Well, it's my turn. You always sit on Daddy's
lap. Don't fight over me, girls.
You know, I was born in Prussia. Well, they call it Iran now.
Rudy, it scares me.
All I want to do is go for 2 weeks with you and Marta and visit my family.
In 1984, Betty Mahmoudi's husband took her and her daughter to Iran to meet his family.
It's all changed.
He swore they would be safe.
I know it's a different culture. I just don't understand it.
He swore they would be happy. He swore they'd be coming home soon.
Sweetheart, you haven't packed anything. You want me to do it for you?
No.
He lied.
I don't know how to say this to you. We're not going back. We're staying here. I want us to live in Iran.
What, are you crazy? We're Americans. Your daughter's an American.
I know it's the right decision if you just give it a chance.
No, I won't stay here. You can't.
Are you listening to me? You're in my country now. You're my wife. You do as I say. You understand me?
If you marry an Iranian man, you automatically become an Iranian citizen.
I've told you before, you don't touch the phone and you don't leave the house.
The laws regarding women are very strict.
It is your duty to tell your husband everything. You cannot have secrets.
You have no rights to the children.
I'll be with you. I'll help you.
If they catch you trying to escape with your daughter, they could execute you.
There are three principal ways out of here.
I promise you I won't leave you.
You'll never see my heart again. Do you understand me?
Dear Lord, hear our prayer. Please help us leave Iran and get back to America. Please let nothing separate us. Keep us always safe in your care.
He's gonna kill me! He's gonna kill me!
We must go now.
Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer proudly presents Academy Award winner Sally Field in the terrifying true story of a mother and her daughter whose only crime was being American.
I want my baby!
Not without my daughter.
The first thing I should tell you is that they did get out of Iran. Betty and her daughter Mahtab were smuggled through the mountains by some generous, caring Iranians who were willing to help, although they knew that Betty could never repay them. Betty and Mahtab did make it back to the United States, and they live here now. But when Betty was in Iran, she had no rights. She had no freedom. In fact, she was her husband's property. He could kill her if he wanted, and it would be perfectly legal. The video clip we just saw illustrates that not all countries enjoy the freedom that we have. What does all this have to do with veterans? And why do we need armed forces? We all love peace, so why do we need an army? We need an army because there are some things we are willing to fight for. There are some things we need to fight for. What are we willing to fight for in our country? We are willing to fight for freedom. We are willing to fight for liberty. Freedom is precious. But it's hard for us to appreciate the freedom we have in the United States because we don't know what it's like not to be free. We don't always value our liberty as we should because we don't know what it's like not to have liberty. Freedom is precious. And there are many, many situations in the world where people are not free. For instance, in the early 80s in Iraq, a young woman named Zainab Salbi grew up around Saddam Hussein because her father was his pilot. When she was 9, she had a friend named Basma. Saddam Hussein said Basma's father was disloyal, and executed him for disloyalty. Saddam had Basma's father killed. Zainab was no longer allowed to go to Basma's house because it would have been dangerous for her to associate with a daughter of someone who was supposedly disloyal to Saddam. Everyone lived in fear of Saddam Hussein. Freedom is precious. Another example, in Uganda, children are often kidnapped and held captive. At Vista Ridge High School, a student named Ashley Brightley and about 50 other students are working to raise awareness and money to help the children of Uganda. Freedom is precious. Last example, after we liberated Iraq, Iraqi citizens traveled many miles for the privilege of voting for the first time. Voters were rejoicing in the streets and showing off the purple dye that was put on their thumbs when they voted. They were so happy to be able to vote, to choose their first representative government. Freedom is precious. In America, we have a constitution that protects our freedom. But we also have enemies who would like to bring us down. And that's why we have soldiers who protect us from our enemies. Freedom is precious. And soldiers make sacrifices to preserve our freedom. To protect our freedom, our soldiers are willing to train, to take orders, to work hard, to live in deserts or wherever, to be very uncomfortable, to risk injury, and sometimes to die. Freedom is precious. And soldiers make sacrifices to protect our freedom. The founding fathers of our country valued freedom so much that in the Declaration of Independence, they pledged, quote, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. 9 of them died in the war that followed. 18 had their homes burned or looted by the enemy. 1 donated $2 million to the war effort and went bankrupt paying it back. And this is just the beginning. They did not just talk about giving our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. They did it. Soldiers today also give much so that you and I can enjoy our freedom. Freedom is precious. Soldiers make sacrifices to protect our freedom. I would like to close by quoting from the third verse of America the Beautiful. Oh, beautiful for heroes proved in liberating strife. Heroes, of course, refers to soldiers, and strife refers to war. So liberating strife is a war for liberty. Oh, beautiful for heroes proved in liberating strife, whom more than self their country loved, and mercy more than life. Who more than self their country loved, and mercy more than life. Freedom is precious. Soldiers make sacrifices to protect our freedom. Veterans Day is a time when we say thank you to our soldiers.